and this afternoon. This morning we talked about the scars, and then in Zechariah he said, they asked me, what's that in the palm of your hands? And he said, that's the scars. And then tonight, as you were singing, and the ladies let us in, I am, tonight I was thinking about over in the book of Exodus, chapter number 3, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go into Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, when I go, who am I going to tell them that sent me? Who am I going to tell them? And you know what God told him? He said this. He said, you just tell them that I am sent you. And you know what that means? That means I am. I've always been. I have no beginning and I have no end. And at the end of the day, I will win out. And I don't know about you, but I thank God this evening for that, that he is the winner and he will win out. Have a copy of God's Word. I ask you to turn with me to John 17. John 17, and we're going to read 13 verses. And I'm going to talk tonight about yours and my lifeline tonight. We have a lifeline tonight that we have the availability to use tonight if we choose to use that lifeline tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to John 17, and I ask you to stand. John 17, verse number 1, we'll read 13 verses. The Bible says, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, and thy Son also may glorify thee. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, and he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know the only true God, and that Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, which with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were. And thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I am come out from thee. And they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and all thine are mine, and I am glorified in me, in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that gavest me I have kept. None of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord God, I thank you that we have a lifeline tonight, and his name's Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight as we gather together as a group of believers tonight, as a local body church, that we come in and we realize tonight our lifeline is Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray tonight that you guard this word tonight. Lord God, I pray everything that I would say would be honored and pleasing and glorifying to your name. Lord God, as we look at this lifeline tonight, I pray we've called on it tonight. Lord, I'm praying tonight that you be with this church and this whole congregation tonight. Lord, I'm asking you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts, my speech, everything that I would say. Let me elevate you and glorify your name tonight. Lord, let my thoughts and what I would have to say be put behind. And Lord God, that I'd preach, thus saith the word of God. Lord God, tonight I pray for the families tonight, that's lost loved ones this week and this year, Father God, all the way through. Lord, I lift them up to you tonight that we may find peace and we may find rest in this time of need. Father, I love you and I thank you. Bless the reading of your word tonight. It's in Jesus Christ's name I ask and do pray. All of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight and we look at our lifeline tonight, here Jesus was born to be our lifeline. From the time we came forth, he had an appointed hour that would come. And when he prayed to the Father, he once again revealed himself as our lifeline. A lifeline tonight. Have you ever thought about that tonight? The lifeline that we have in Christ Jesus. Do you remember the show, the TV show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Do you remember that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? There was a lifelines they had on there. Number one, you had a 50-50. 50-50 shot to get it right. You could take that if you wanted to, and 50-50. But they had a second one on there, and you could ask the audience, tonight if I ask you what was your lifeline, would you want to take a 50-50 chance on the lifeline that you have? No, I wouldn't. I'd want to know what my lifeline is. Tonight, if I ask you, did you want to ask the audience tonight? Would you want to ask the audience if you had eternal life tonight in this audience? Well, Lord, no. But there was one more lifeline they had that they could use, and it was they could call a friend. I say to you tonight, we have a friend we can call, and his name's Jesus tonight. He says tonight, we have a friend that we can call, and I want to show you five things tonight, the reason he is our lifeline. But before I go there tonight, I want you to know what scholars say. I believe them on this. When I got up to preach, I read Matthew chapter number 6. We call it the Lord's Prayer. A lot of scholars call it the model prayer. I somewhat believe that it is the model prayer. It was the prayer that he told his disciples. But they also believe that John chapter number 17 is the Lord's Prayer. I somewhat believe that tonight. Jesus Christ, when he comes here, he's not only praying for you and I, but he's praying for himself. Let's get into the text tonight and look at our lifeline tonight. Number one tonight, if you'll look in verse number one tonight, he's our lifeline because he petitions the Father on our behalf. He petitions the Father on his behalf. Look what he says. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Tonight, as we come tonight, we realize he's petitioning the Father here because for the hour that has come, you know what that hour is that's going to come in his life? It's not going to be the hour of his birth. He's done born. It's going to be the hour that he hung on an old rugged cross. He said there's going to be an hour come in his life, and he's petitioning the Father. You know why that hour had to come into his life? Because the blood had to be shed for the propitiation for our sins, that we may have something that would take our place on that old rugged cross. Tonight, the death on the cross, the price will soon be paid. So he talks to the Father here in chapter number 17. He's petitioning that Father. He's the Father's will be done is what he wants done. Turn back with me to John chapter number 12 and verse number 23 tonight. We see that he petitions the Father on my behalf and on your behalf because he is our lifeline tonight. And look what he says tonight in John chapter number 12 in verse number 23 tonight. Jesus petitions the Father because he has a work that needs to be done. Look what he says in verse number 23 of John chapter number 12. And Jesus answered them saying, the hour's come. There it is. He's talking about that hour again. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. You know what he did on that old rugged cross? He took your sin debt and he took my sin debt on the cross. And before he ever went to the cross, you know, he petitioned the Father. And you know what he said on over in the Garden of Gethsemane? You know what he told? He said, Lord God, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Friends, I want you to know Jesus Christ, he could have not hung on that cross. They could have went a different way, but that was not the Father's plan. The Father's plan for him to be our lifeline is that he would hang on an old rugged cross. He would bleed and die on that old rugged cross, and he would have them nail-scarred hands to prove to you and I how much he loves us. We hear all the time he hung on the cross because of our sin. He did hang on the cross for our sin, hey, but he hung on that cross because he loved you and I. He says tonight, number one, he petitioned the Father. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour's come, glorify thy Son, and thy Son also may glorify thee. Hey, but number two tonight, the reason he's our lifeline, not only is because he petitioned the Father, but number two is because he has power over all flesh tonight. The Bible says that no man took his life from him. He laid it down. He said he had power over that. He had power to lay it down, and he had power to take it up. I don't know about you tonight, but that sounds like a pretty mighty God to me, don't it, you tonight? Look with me in verse number two. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. There it is. He said not only does he have the petition with the Father, but he has power over all flesh tonight. Look what he says in verse number two. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as those that give him. To as many as that receive him and come unto him, he gives to them eternal life. Look with me tonight to John chapter number 2 in verse number 6. I want to show you tonight the power that He had over all flesh. We want to look in the New Testament. Hey, but also we want to go to the Old Testament. In John chapter number 2 and verse number 6 tonight, we see the power that He had over all flesh. As we come here tonight and we look in John chapter number 2, you would know what this would be. This would be at the marriage supper here. It would be at the marriage feast. It was going to go here and it was a wedding that's going to be taking place. And they had come here and Jesus turned the water into wine. Look what He says in John chapter number 2 in verse number 6. And there were set 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 of firkins apiece. When He got here, you know what He did? He showed His power over all flesh. It didn't matter if it was living flesh. It didn't matter if it was the birds of the air. It didn't matter if it was the water they was drinking. God Almighty has power over everything this afternoon. And not only in John chapter number 2 and verse number 6, we see that He turned the water into wine, but if you'll turn with me to Daniel chapter number 7 and verse number 14, we see where Jesus, He came on the scene here and He turned the water into wine. Hey, but when He came in Daniel's time, you know what happened? Daniel had seen a vision. Daniel had got to a place here in the Old Testament, and he said he seen a vision, and he told him on what he had seen. He says that there's a man coming that's going to have power over all flesh and over all mankind. Look what he says in Daniel chapter number 7 and verse number 14 this afternoon. Daniel chapter number 7 and verse number 14. Not only did he petition the Father, but he has power over all flesh. In Daniel 7:14, the Bible says, "And there was given him dominion and glory, and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed." Even Daniel seen this vision of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, in the world that we live in, if there's one thing we need to know that we serve a Jesus that can petition the Father, but also we need to know that we serve a Jesus that has power over all flesh. There's not nothing can come against you this afternoon. Jesus Christ has power over all flesh this afternoon. He says also, though, I want you to get this. Not only did he say in John 2 and 6, Daniel 7, 14, but in Matthew 26 and verse number 41. I know we've got a lot of reading tonight, but I want to share this with you, what our lifeline is tonight. Matthew chapter number 26 and verse number 41. Let's look at that text tonight. Matthew 26 and verse number 41 tonight. He says tonight that he has to petition the Father and he has power over all flesh. He is our lifeline tonight. He is when you call a friend, this is what he can produce in your life. I want to ask you tonight, how many friends do you have that you can call and they'll be there at your need like that? Not very many, amen? Not very many people that you have that you can call and they'll be there. I'd say to you tonight, we have a friend that sticks us closer than a brother, the book of Proverbs says, and that is Jesus Christ tonight. He is our lifeline tonight, number one, because he petitions the Father, and number two, because he has power over all flesh. Look in Matthew 26 and verse number 41, what the Bible says. He says, watch and pray. You know who he's talking here to? He's talking to his disciples. He says, I want you to watch and pray. I want you to be vigilant. I want you to keep your eyes open. He says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. If there's one thing Satan wants to do to you and I tonight, he's wanting to tempt you and he's wanting to tempt me. He is the tempter tonight. He says tonight, watch and pray ye there. Pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Tonight, who has power over flesh tonight? Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want you to know how many times in your life, and I want you to think about this tonight, our lifeline, you wanted to do something for God so bad, or you wanted to do something so bad, and when you got right in the middle of it, or you got right to where you thought you needed to be, the spirit was willing, man, you was willing to go on and push on, but the flesh was weak. Here, Jesus Christ, he'd come to this place in his life, and he told him, he said, I want you to watch, and I want you to pray. I'm going to go on a little further. All I want you to do is watch and pray. You know what he did when he came back? He found him asleep. He found him asleep. Church tonight, as your pastor, there's one thing I don't want the Lord to do when he comes back. I don't want him to find you or I asleep tonight. Amen? I want him to find us watching and waiting so we enter not into temptation, that we stay alive and we stay vigilant and we stay on top of things where God would have us to be tonight. He said, number one, he petitions the Father on your and I behalf. But number two tonight, he has power over all flesh. But look with me in verse number 4 of the text tonight. Not only does he petition the Father, not only does he have power over flesh. Before I go to the third point, I want to give you this. You know the weakest thing in my life and your life is tonight is our flesh. Flesh loves to be pleasured. All flesh loves it. All flesh. We love it our way. Amen? Burger King, you can have it your way. We love things our way. Pedicures and fingernails and toenails getting took care of. Why do they do that? Flesh loves to be pleasured. Who in here likes to take a beating? Not me. Well, how do we like it? We like it easy, and we like it our way. But he says tonight that we have a lifeline that's took that pain from us, that we may have it his way tonight. I want to show you this in the text, what he does here. Number one, not only does he petition the Father, he has power over all the flesh. But the reason he can do this is because he proved his faithfulness. He proved his faithfulness. Look in verse number 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. I have glorified thee on the earth, and I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. He glorified the Father, number one, because he manifested his name in everything he did. He done number two because he finished the work among men. That's why he is our atonement tonight. That's why he is our lifeline tonight, because he finished that work that would be on the cross. Turn with me tonight to John 4, 34. Not only do we see tonight that he proved his faithfulness, but look what he said here in John 4, 34 tonight. As we look into this text tonight and we know where we just got to, we're talking about the woman at the well when he comes to this place, and he's proved his faithfulness in what he done. But in John 4, 34, after he got done talking with the woman at the well, the Bible says, and Jesus said unto them, talking to his disciples, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. The work that he did on the cross of Calvary was God's work. God sent him to die on that cross. He did that so he could be our lifeline. He says tonight, number one, he petitioned the Father. Number two, he had power over all flesh. Number three, he proved his faithfulness. And if you'll look with me in the text, in verse number 9, he prayed for his followers. Each and every one of you that's in this house tonight, it's a blessing tonight to know that you're a child of God tonight, that Jesus Christ, he prays for you. Tonight, if you think nobody's praying for you or nobody's lifting you up in prayer, there's one praying for you, and his name's Jesus tonight. I don't know about you, but I'd take Jesus over anybody, won't you? If I'm picking, whoa, glory, if I'm picking teams tonight, I'm picking Jesus, amen? Hey, I'm picking Jesus. It don't matter if he picks me last, just pick me to be on your team, Jesus, amen? I just want to be on his team. I want to be on his team. He's going to pray for his team. He's going to bleed for his team. He's going to do what he needs to do for his team tonight. He says tonight in verse number 9 of the text, I pray for them. Oh, glory. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. He says, I pray not for the world. This is his prayer to the Father. He said, I'm their lifeline. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. He said, preacher, what are you talking about? He prays for you and he prays for me. That's what he does tonight. Look with me tonight to Luke chapter number 22 tonight in verse number 31. Luke 22 tonight in verse number 31. It says not only did he petition the Father, he has power over all flesh. He proved his faithfulness, but he prayed for his followers. Man, that's good. He prayed for his followers. 2020's been a year we need prayer, amen? There's been a lot going on. Now I look around here tonight, and I see a wonderful, wonderful crowd in here tonight. And I see where God's been faithful to you, and you've been faithful to God, and he's rewarded you with that. But you know tonight, as we get here tonight, I want you to get this if you don't get nothing else. He prays for you. He loves you. He loves me tonight. He lifts us up in prayer each and every day of our life. Jesus does. Here we get to the text here, and we know what happens here. Peter, he's done come to this place. And look with me in Luke 22, 31. And here's where we're at tonight. Luke chapter number 22 and verse number 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold. That word behold would take a meaning of this. Stop, look, listen, pay attention. Something's coming. You ever been at a railroad crossing and you pull up and you hear a horn, you see a school bus, you know what they do? They pull up, they stop, they look, and they listen. Why? Because they don't want danger to come their way. Right here, he has this. He's prayed for his follower because he's seen the danger that was coming. Look what he said here to Simon. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. What would you do in your spirit this week if you heard the Lord say, BJ, BJ, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat? What if he called you by name this week and said, hey, old Satan, he's wanting his way with you? So, preacher, God wouldn't let Satan do that. He won't go down that road. Remember the book of Job? He said, what about your servant Job? What about your servant Job? You know what the greatest part of this is here when he prays for his followers? Look what he says here in verse number 32. But I have prayed for you. That tells me every one of us is going to go through a battle in our life as a believer. And old Satan may even try to sift us. But he said, I've prayed for you, and when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. Look what he says here. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. The only way that Jesus Christ had the authority to say that is he is our lifeline tonight. He is our lifeline tonight. There's one question that goes around a lot of places, and you probably hear this as well. Why does bad things happen to good people? I have no idea. I have no idea tonight. But I do know this. When bad things come your way, they come my way. I have a lifeline tonight, and his name's Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus. Tonight, I want to give you this. Not only does he petition the Father in power over the flesh, he proved his faithfulness, and he prayed for his followers. But I want to give you the third thing tonight in the text. He protects his flock. He protects his flock tonight. He protects his flock. Not the world, but his flock. Jesus Christ is the shepherd. Psalm 23:1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He protects his flock tonight. And I want to show you in this text where he's talking back to the Father in this prayer. And he says, I've protected the flock that you've given me. You know, if there's one thing, we've been in the book of John and we come to 17 and then we got off for about a month and now we're back to it. If there's one thing that you and I both have seen in this coming up year, man, there's a lot going on with COVID. But if there's one thing that the Lord has spoken to my spirit, I'm going to protect my flock. I hope he spoke that into your spirit. I'm going to protect my flock. Look what he says here tonight. If you'll look with me in verse number 12, Jesus says here, and it's written in red in my Bible, is just as it is in yours. He protects his flock. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. He said, I've kept them. There's not a one got away. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, Judas Iscariot. He wasn't a follower anyway. Look what he says here. I've kept them all but one, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come out of thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. That they might have their joy fulfilled in themselves. I want to give you this tonight, and we're going to go home. We're going to close out. I hope you have a great week. I want you to get this, that you have a lifeline tonight that you can call on. You have a lifeline in your life that you can call on tonight. That'll petition the Father for you. He will. He'll petition the Father for you. And when your flesh is weak, he has power over it if you'll allow him to work in your life. He proved this by his faithfulness when he prayed for his followers. And this afternoon, that's why he's our lifeline, because he protects his flock. This afternoon, if I can give you anything, it's this. God loves you unconditionally. He sent his son Jesus to be your lifeline, that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, I love you and I thank you for this night. Father God, I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you tonight for this prayer that the Lord's prayed for his flock. Lord God, tonight, as we assemble together tonight as a group of believers, I pray that everybody under the sound of my voice tonight is a born-again believer, heaven-bound, ready to go. Lord God, tonight, you protect your flock in a mighty way. And Lord, this week,